Proclamation number 4799 of 16th of December, 1949. Calling the name of Jesus. Word Notebook Mahlberg. The mystery of divine revelations is only a mystery as long as people are not yet clear about the outpouring of the Spirit. And as long as this is the case, they will also doubt, reject, regard genuine things as false and also listen to false prophets again, because people are more addicted to finding out about something unusual, something hidden from them, than they are to the deep desire for truth and the love for God as the original source of truth. Divine revelations originate from this primal source, because the eternal deity expresses itself to people so that they can learn to recognize it and love it. So for the first time it cannot be denied that God reveals himself. Whoever wants to hear him must come close to him, otherwise God will not reveal himself to him. And thus the first condition is a strong faith that God is present to man. But God's presence can only be accepted if the human being draws closer to God through love. Thus if he attracts God, as the eternal love, through his conformity to him. And thus a way of life in love must be obviously recognizable where divine revelations want to have been heard. Faith and love are therefore necessary for the time being, and from them comes humility. A profound humility towards God, who is recognized as the most perfect being and makes the creature's imperfection, respectively the far distance from him, become conscious. God gives his grace to the humble. Therefore, a person who is worthy of divine revelations will never put himself in the foreground. He will never emphasize his own person but only ever stand up for God towards his fellow human beings. And such a humble person who stands in love and faith can never be a false prophet. He will be used as God's instrument and be the recipient of divine revelations which have to be judged as spoken by himself and only contain purest truth. There are no half-truths. There is no partial knowledge. If God makes himself known to a person, if he pours out his Spirit upon the person who makes himself worthy of it, God will always and forever impart his word to people on earth, and this word of his will always and forever remain the same. 17th of the 12th, 1949. But if God speaks to people through the heart and mouth of a willing human being, if he therefore gives his word through him to all people, it must always be expected that Satan will use all his zeal to prevent divine activity and, since he cannot turn against God himself, he will try to make his instrument submissive. Thus he will endeavor to prevent people from receiving the divine word as often as possible. He will not shy away from any means, but he will always have a strong opponent in Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Redeemer of the world. For he was, so to speak, Satan's greatest enemy from the beginning of his mission, because he overcame him and, through his victory, wrested countless souls from Satan. This enmity between the Supreme Spirit of Light and the Prince of Darkness will result in a constant counteraction of the latter to the supply of pure truth. But the human being as such has a sure protection against all such influences in God opposing efforts in the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ himself, who, through the mere call, through the utterance of his sanctified name, gives the human being the strength to defend himself against the troublesome enemy. But this call must not merely be a lip prayer, a thoughtless utterance with the mouth, as everything that is to have the effect promised by God presupposes a prayer in spirit and in truth. Jesus Christ is still the patron of profound faith, He is still a match for the adversary's power and is only able to render his adversary harmless through his will alone. But whether people want to make use of his protection is up to them. Unbelief in the power of his name gives Satan the upper hand, but then people have only themselves to blame if they fall into his power, which God will always try to prevent but will never forcibly influence the human being's will. Faith alone is the inexhaustible strength which a person can oppose the adversary and he will certainly give way. Yet faith is a matter of a person's free will. He can achieve everything but will never be forced by God, which is why the human being who does not believe profoundly will feel the power of his adversary who tries to make him fall away from God. 19th of the 12th, 1949. Thus the invocation of Jesus' name is and remains the surest protection, for Satan has to give way to him. Otherwise Jesus' deity would have to be doubted or Satan's power would surpass God himself. It is wrong to assume that promises once given could lose their power and effect. It is also wrong to consider utterances of immature souls from the spiritual kingdom to be divine revelations, for a distinction must be made between transmissions from the spiritual kingdom to the human being's physical ear and those which touch the spiritual ear as works of the Spirit. A distinction must therefore be made, outpouring of the Spirit in the awake state from communications out of the spiritual kingdom in the unconscious state where, so to speak, all spirits have access and the human will allows those spiritual beings to be heard to which it hands itself over. Then the formal utterance of Jesus' name is not enough to displace those spirits. But if Jesus Christ is called upon in spirit and in truth, those spirits will also be banished. Therefore it is also not advisable to establish contact with the spiritual world if the results are obtained in an unconscious state, which may also never be presented as divine revelations, because the working of the Spirit in the human being is necessary for such, so that God's utterances are heard as an inner voice. Intercourse with the spiritual world can certainly be initiated through eager spiritual mental activity, because then the spiritual beings will mentally influence the human being, but then the human being's will, his way of life and his degree of maturity are still decisive as to which beings approach him and mentally instruct him. Yet the call of Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth will certainly protect the human being from spiritual danger, just as it is not otherwise conceivable if a divine power full of wisdom and love is to be acknowledged, which also has power over Satan and will truly protect its living creations from its influence if the living creations themselves seriously want this. If they therefore strive towards God and want to escape from Satan. Always seek the fault or the reason in yourselves if your experiences do not correspond to the promises of Christ. His word is inviolable, it is unchangeable and purest truth, therefore it will also remain and never lose its effect. And people will always be able to take his word as a guideline for their way of life. And the fulfillment of his promises will be certain to them. Amen.